Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
That's how powerful we are. That's how influential we are. And we're not stopping anytime soon, so get used to it. This is the Black Ops Division of Flow Sports. We're dropping nuclear bombs today.
Welcome to the Who's Number One podcast. I'm your host, Positive Mike. Joining me, Corey Stockton, Razor Reed, Connell. As always, Connor Josh in the back answering the YouTube and Discord chat or something. Wherever you guys talk to Connor, he's talking to you online. Big week coming up for us. We're a little bit over 7 days. We're like 9 days out, I think, from our biggest Who's Number One ever by far. Mm-hmm. Who's Number One? Tezos, Who's Number One? Gordon Ryan versus Felipe Pena. It's the biggest one of the biggest matches that can go down in the sport. The card, real quick, I'll tell you before we get started. The prelims, Diogo Hayes versus the Giant Slayer, Baby Shark versus the Giant Slayer, the Hokage, Fabricio Andre versus Fabian Ramirez from Who's Next. Then you got the Hillbilly Hammer, Jacob Couch versus J-Rod. You got Bia Mesquita versus Elizabeth Clay. You got Mika Galvao versus Alan Sanchez. You got Marigali versus Rafael Lovato Jr. in the main event, Felipe Pena versus Gordon Ryan. Also, what we just announced today, the day before that in Dallas, there's going to be a Mika Galvao seminar. You can sign up through the Flow Grappling Instagram link in the bio. We'll probably get an article out later to sign up to that, too. So if you want to learn from Mika Galvao, he's going to be teaching a seminar the day before the event. Joining us today, one half of our main event for this event, calling in from Belo Horizonte, Brazil, Felipe Preguiça Pena. Felipe Pena, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. And about you, it's a pleasure to be here.
Heck yeah. What's up, Felipe? Excited to have you on the show, man.
Yeah, me too. That looks a really dope intro. I never said that. I saw that before. Really nice. Badass one.
Felipe, man. So, I mean, you were about, what, 9-10 days out or something from, you know, your third match with Gordon Ryan. How you feeling right now?
Yeah, feeling great. It's like the work is done, you know. Like this week, I'm already training a little bit less, you know, to do the right periodization for the fight. So feeling great, you know, really excited for this match. It's a big. It's my first match in Who is Number One as well. So the last time I fought this rule set or similar to this rule set was my fight against Gordon, the first one that was like 40 minutes, was a 1 hour sub only match. So this one, it's only sub only, there's no 1 hour. So feeling ready, excited, and can't wait to get there.
Heavyweight title on the line, and of course, you have a little bit of experience in this rule set. What's preparation been like, given the fact that it's a no time limit match and given the fact that the heavyweight title is up for grabs?
Bro, can you say it again? Sorry.
Yeah. What's your preparation been like for the heavyweight title match?
Mm-hmm. Man, it's I have been doing like three trainings a day for the last 2 months. You know, I did a good warm up in Italy, fighting Honor's sub challenge in Cagliari. So it was good to get the positions on time, you know, was good warm up for this match. And just training really hard, you know, training wrestling, training a lot of jiu-jitsu, a lot of specific, a lot of attack, a lot of defense, working a lot my cardio as well, you know, because I think it'll be a pretty long match, so the cardio is on point. And working all aspect possible, you know, to get there sharp, in best shape possible.
Felipe, we're watching, we got some, I'm not sure if you can see it too, but we're watching highlights from the first match. This went all the way back in 2016, Studio 540, you versus Gordon, like you mentioned, the hour-long match. We're just kind of watching some highlights here, but I want to know from your perspective, what do you remember most about this 2016 match when you guys first locked up? And do you expect it to be a similar match or very, very different?
No, I remember back at this time, Gordon was submitting everyone with his heel hooks, you know, was kind of like a new thing on the sport. Like no one was used to the heel hooks, this leg lock game. And Nogi was way smaller than he is today, you know. So he was pretty much like challenge all the gi grapplers for a challenge in Nogi and submitting many of them with the leg attacks and heel hooks, you know. And Gordon always was the type of athlete that promotes a lot the fight, you know, talk a lot on the internet. And I remember 2016, I was pretty young. I was like 22, 23 years old. And I got this fight very personal, you know. I was not used to the trash talk and everything. So I expect like be a long match, you know, because was like 1 hour and I could not give too much space for him to do the leg lock and everything. But man, it was a pretty fun match, you know. I worked a lot on top. I almost take the back like 2 times, and I did the counterattack from the heel hook to get the back and do the submission, you know. Was a pretty cool vibe as well, because it was inside the gym, you know, like old school. It was inside the Studio 540, like as you can see on the video, like everyone was on the mat, you know, sitting and watching. It was a pretty cool vibe as well.
Felipe, this match was 6 years ago at this point. The ADCC match was 5 years ago. How much do you feel like your game has changed? How much do you feel like Gordon's game has changed in that time?
Man, I think both games change a lot, you know. I never was like a full-time no-gi fighter, you know. I pretty much like train no-gi for ADCC, you know. Like 2 months in a year. But this time I had the chance since the Worlds, like since last year, December, I'm training pretty much no gi, you know. So I think my game changed a lot. I understand way more about... back this time, I had a really good defense of leg locks and still, but I think nowadays I have a way better knowledge about how to defend, how to attack. And I think my game got a lot more, how can I say, adjust, you know, like a lot more tight. Like this, I was really young black belt. I did a lot of mistakes, you know, I lose a lot of positions. I think nowadays I work a lot this subject and I think it's different. And Gordon, I think he improved pretty much in his jiu-jitsu outside the heel hooks, you know, like nowadays he is known for good jiu-jitsu, not only because of heel hooks or leg locks. Like he do a lot of passing, he do a lot of sweep, you know, like his last couple fights he submit from the mount or from the back. So he's a very well-rounded grappler, you know. He improved a lot on this subject, in my opinion.
So Felipe, something
in man, where is this? Sorry, Michael. But where is this fight? I would like to watch as well. I look for in Flow Grappling.
It's on Flow Grappling.
The old match, you mean?
The first one?
Yeah, it's on Flow Grappling. I'll send you the link after the show. Yeah, it's on Flow Grappling. Flow Grappling right. Streamed it.
Nico, can we just rewind a little bit and show the finish again? Sorry.
So, Felipe, something that I found interesting in what you said you were young and you took it personal, his trash talk, but it seems like it kind of still is personal between you guys. Like, how much dislike is there between you and Gordon? Because you guys still trade a lot of trash talk between each other.
Yeah, like, I would not say personal, you know, but because that doesn't bother me so much like it bothered me when I was young, you know, like back in the day, when I was young, someone talked something on the internet and I got really mad, you know, all my friends, family got really mad and stuff. I think like as the years you get more used to this, you know, and It's part of the game. I actually like it when Gordon talks nowadays because
It seems like you enjoy it. It seems like you enjoy trash talking with him, huh?
Yeah, I kind of enjoy nowadays. Like when I fight someone, I don't like start to do trash talk nowadays, you know. But if the guy start to do it, I actually like it. So I actually do it as well, you know. I just don't like to start. But, man, a lot of people ask me, send me, man, is this true? You know, you and Gordon are friends. You're doing this just to promote the fight and everything. And I always say to everyone, you know, like, it's no fake at all. Like, we just, I would not say, like, dislike each other. I would not say, like, I dislike Gordon. But I would not say that I like him as well, you know. it's kind of weird. Weird situation. I respect like his jiu-jitsu, you know, but as a competitive, I just want beat him really bad, you know, like in all aspects into the match. I don't want to lose at all, you know. So I think that just created this competitive feeling. And when we say, oh, I'm going to do this and they're going to do this, this is going to happen, stuff, it's more like a competitive way than personal, I would say, you know. But it's not fake at all, you know. Like, I don't have, like, any relationship with Gordon, you know. Actually, the opposite. We, inbox on Instagram, we talk a lot of crap as well, you know. Behind the scenes. Like, a lot of times, I send a message to him, talking crap, say, man, you don't know what is coming, blah, blah, blah. And here, a lot of times, like, when I fought, he sent me a message. You know, when he fought, he sent me as well, and they keep like talking crap. It's, but it's not fake at all.
Where did the chubby baby come from? how did you get to the chubby baby? Because that's kind of one of the things that I love it. You know, but where did it come from?
Man, it's because I beat Gordon 2 times. You know, so it's kind of like and he act like a little kid. You know, most of the time. So when he was not training because of his stomach or COVID, I don't know, he many times like he stayed very chubby, you know. So because of this, because I beat him 2 times and then I always say, oh, I'm your dad, you know, and you act like a little kiddie and you like chubby and fat, you know, so you're my chubby baby. It's like everything mixed. It's more like a joke. But it's actually true. He's my baby.
What does Gordon say about it? Has Gordon responded to the chubby baby thing? How does he feel about it? I'm just curious.
Sometimes he feels, looks like he's mad. Sometimes he looks like he enjoy, you know. He's just a crazy guy. I don't know. He's very confusing his mind, I think. He's like a kid, you know.
So, obviously, I mean, you wouldn't take this match unless you think you're going to win. Where do you think you're better than Gordon Ryan? I mean, you're 2-0 against him, but today you said you both have changed. Where do you think you're better at jiu-jitsu than Gordon Ryan?
Man, to be honest, I think I have better takedown than Gordon. I think I have a better passing than Gordon. I think I have a better guard than Gordon. I think I have a better cardio than Gordon, you know, my resistance. Maybe God is stronger than me, and he definitely have like a better leg lock game than me, you know. For me, that's it. Like, but I truly believe in most of the aspects I'm way better than him, you know.
So you're saying only in strength and leg locks you think he's better than you? You think you got him everywhere else?
Yeah, I think so. Like, of course, there is some specific positions. Like, if you say, oh, he's better than shoulder crunch than you. Yeah, he's better than shoulder crunch than you, you know. Like, I don't do much shoulder crunch. But in general, you know, like the three specific parts of jiu-jitsu, like takedown, top game, and guard, I think I'm way better than him on these three, you know. Like, I already passed his guard many times. I think most of people don't pass his guard because they kind of afraid of his leg lock game, you know. I read the sweep him many times. I think I am better. I'm definitely better than him on these three aspects, you know. But let's figure out on in 2 weeks, in 10 days.
We're watching ADCC 2017 here. Felipe, how satisfying was this win? Where does this win rank for you? And, you know, you've had many, many big wins, of course, many world championships, but where does this one rank? Just wondering.
Man, this means a lot to me because, not because of Gordon, but because it's the open weight title, you know, for DCC. It's like a title that I always look for. It always was my dream, you know, I accomplished this. And was very special for me, you know. Fight Gordon in the final was kind of like a cherry on the cake. But if it was like other guys as well, like top guys, would be the mean the same for me, you know, because I already beat Gordon in 2016. So fight him for the second time 1 year late is not like that was actually like really important for me, you know. The most important was the title, you know. It was very, was like a dream that since like I start training, I always see the guys competing that on this stage, you know, and always was a big dream for me, and I accomplished on that day, so it means a lot, you know.
I never seen Homolo so happy.
He always stay really happy, even more than us most of the time.
So Felipe, you know, when you think about this match, how do you see yourself winning the match? Do you think you take Gordon's back again? Like, how do you think? What would be your prediction for this match with Gordon Ryan coming up on August 7th?
Man, I kind of like have a game plan on my mind. You know, it's not a game plan that I'm gonna do this and this and this, but the way I think the match gonna go. Of course, I cannot say too much, you know, because of the fight.
You think you see some see some weaknesses in his game then that you can exploit? Is that what you think?
Two weaknesses on his game, man. I'm training really hard, and I'm just gonna do my game, you know. I'm not focused too much on his game. Like I train really hard. If I have to take it down, I'm gonna take it down. If he take me down, I do guard. I'm gonna do guard, sweep him, and if I am on top, I'm gonna pass his guard. And like I feel good on the back, I feel good on the mount, I feel good on side control, you know. I have some traps on the guard, so I'm more focused on my game than on his own game. Of course, like I see some matches of him, and I see some strong points that I need to be aware. But I'm more like focused on my game, you know. And I think I can find a submission from many different positions. Of course, I cannot say, but I think I can find. I'm working to find positions to find a submission from many different situations.
You mentioned that you like the trash talk off the mat, right? Whether on the internet, mm-hmm. or whatever. Do you think Gordon's gonna try and maybe mess with your head a little bit during the match? And how do you anticipate that going?
Maybe. In during the match, he can start talk, you know, and trim my head. If he do that, maybe I stay quiet. Maybe I talk as well. You know, that's not a problem for me. You know, like I'm really mental prepared for this. I put a lot on my work on the past trainings to be really mental prepared. You know, so I'm sure not gonna happen. The match is not worse that I pass on my training. You know, so I'm ready for this. If you want to talk before on the press conference or during the day or on the match, you know, that not be a problem for me. I'm pretty confident, pretty calm, and I'm gonna deal the way I feel like on the day, you know. Even for me, like if I feel I want to talk on the match, I'm gonna talk as well, you know. It's not if I feel like would be good for me to talk and to get on the set, I will do it as well. So it's not a problem at all.
Man, so it sounds like you did not like the way that the Gordon Ryan versus Pedro Mourinho match went down. Is that extra motivation for you going into this match with Gordon?
Man, not the actual motivation. No, I think the motivation for this fight is really big, and came from a long time ago. You know, like Gordon is doing great in all competitions. You know, he do a really good marketing himself. He's definitely one of the best. You know, I don't think he's a GOAT like they say he is. He have to do a lot more to be a GOAT. But I just think winning this match will be super good for my career, for me as an athlete, you know. And I'm sure that I train way more than him, you know, and I really deserve this win. So the motivation comes from there, you know, comes from everything I train, for everyone that support me, all my students, all my friends, all my family, you know, including Pedro. Gordon beats Pedro or do something bad on the match, I disagree, you know. It's not the type of attitude that I like it, but that doesn't change my motivation, you know. My motivation, it's way more than that, and it's already really big.
All right, so
Connor from the questions.
Anything acceptable from online right now? Are they behaving themselves?
Actually, they're kind of behaving themselves. I think I can word some questions in a way that that keeps everyone happy.
Before we get to them, Felipe, what would you say to you? Said that this match is for everybody that supports you. What would you say about the people who don't support you? The people, the very vocal Gordon fans online who say, "Oh, Felipe, you're going to get killed," and tag you and stuff. Like, what do you have to say to those people about what they can expect on August 7th?
Man, I would say that this doesn't bother me at all, you know. I am used to that. If you guys like Gordon game, that's all right. You know, if you guys like Gordon personality, that's all right. Let's see what happen on 7th of August, you know. Maybe I get you after the fight.
All right, Connor.
Like,
so
I get you on my side.
Let's hear what people are saying. Is there a lot of comments in there?
We did have a few. They've been going at it. It seems we have some Penna fans. We have some Gordon fans.
What's the discourse going on like on there? Tell us. Describe the arguments that are going on. Felipe can take a joke. So just go ahead and say whatever they're saying.
There were some Gordon fans in there that didn't know that Felipe had taken his back in 2017. Probably didn't know that he took his back in 2015, so I think you're changing some minds here as we're talking through it. They did have some questions.
Matches available on flowgrappling.com.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Got to remind everyone of that one.
Even Felipe didn't know.
Man, that's weird. I look on Flow Grappling. Man, I couldn't find the match. From Studio 540.
I'll send you the link. All right. We got to raise awareness that these matches exist. Connor, so what do we got? What's the argument going on online?
Well, we got a few things. One, there was a question about your match with Wagner Hosha. They wanted to talk about what you thought about that, how that felt getting back into, you know, the no-gi game at Honor. I didn't know if you had any thoughts. I'll gather up some real mean ones here in a second for you, Michael Sears. Don't you worry.
Okay, so they wanted to know what he thought about the match with Wagner at Honor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, Felipe, what do you think about your experience fighting Wagner at Honor Championship?
Man, I think it was a good match, you know. Like, for me, Wagner played to go to the overtime, you know. I think that was his goal. Like, I didn't feel he attempted too much to pass my guard or to find any submissions, you know. I feel he talk a lot on the match, you know. This kind of like bothered me a little bit, you know. I feel it was a good match. I feel I did a good job, you know. I sweep him. I see some mistakes that I did to let him stand up and to finish a takedown, you know, and I work a lot on this. But for me, it was a good match, you know. I got the win, I got the submission, defend my back and submit him in like 30 seconds after I got the back. So I would prefer like do the submission during the 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. But he did a really good job avoiding the sweeps. And Wagner is a super tough guy, you know, he's strong. I think he weighed pretty heavy. You know, I didn't expect he weighed that heavy as well. And Wagner is a super tough guy. I respect him a lot, you know, and he did a good job. Was a good match, was a good warm-up for the quarter match.
Well, there's a few of the people in the comments section. We have, again, Felipe, we have some of your fans in here. As soon as you joined, they started dropping Gordon's dad. They're calling Chubby Baby out in the comment section. But there, you know, there's still some Gordon fans around here. Just to read off some of what they were talking about, someone said Gordon's going to annihilate Felipe. Someone said that they didn't think you were on Gordon's level. But again, this is the same chat that didn't know you've taken his back, you know, and got the finish twice. But I did want to call out some of your own fans in here. They're saying that you're going to win the third fight. Ask for music at Fantastico. They said the Brazilians will understand. I'm assuming Positive Mike can explain that.
I don't know what Fantastico is.
You're not showing your Brazilian roots there, brother.
I don't think I would know even know what that was if it was the thing from America.
It's a show, man. It's a show on Sunday. Fantástico, you know?
Oh!
Fantástico, they pass on Globo.
The talent
like
show.
Like when you
thing.
Do like... When you go do like three goals, you ask a song on the Fantástico.
All right.
This is what they say.
So when you get three goals on Fantástico, you ask
man.
For a song.
You Brazilian as well, man. You need to know.
I know. You know more about Fantástico. This is the type of shit I would watch with my wife's grandmother and not know what the hell they're saying 5 years ago. But what do you have to say to people who say like, oh, Gordon's going to annihilate you? I mean, that has to sort of rub you the wrong way considering that you are 2-0 against him.
Mm-hmm. Man, people can say whatever, you know. People have been saying a lot, like you guys said, like on my side, on Gordon's side, you know. I don't lose much time reading these comments and arguing with these, you know. You guys can believe whatever you want to believe. We are going to find out in 10 days, so. When I read on comment, I just bad comment, just say, man, whatever. In 10 days, if we find out what's going to happen, you know?
Let's go.
The biggest Who's Number One match in the history of Who's Number
title.
One. Heavyweight title does not get any bigger than Felipe Penna versus Gordon Ryan. Man, I'm so jacked up for this. I cannot fucking wait.
Felipe, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Thank you guys for the opportunity. Thanks for grappling. Thanks Who's Number One for make this fight happen, you know, make all this move on the jiu-jitsu community, you know, me and Gordon, not Gordon, because Gordon has avoided this fight a long time, but me, I want this match a long time. So thanks for making it happen. And thanks you all for the good words, for the cheer, who support me, my fans, family, sponsorship, students, and let's do it. I'm 100% ready, mental, physical, and in 10 days, let's put it down. I'm going to do, get there 100% to win this match, and can't wait to get there. Let's do it.
Felipe arrives in Texas on Monday, just a few days from now. It's going to be Sunday, August 7th at 8 o'clock Central Time. This event kicks off. All the matches are great. Felipe, I'll talk to you later. Thank you very much. See you next week.
See you, Felipe.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Michael. Take care.
So we'll stick around here and talk a little bit. So, I mean, this event from Felipe, you can go now. This event, perfect. So this event... Every match, I love it. I mean, you got the Baby Shark and the Hokage in the prelims. I mean, Baby Shark versus Giant Slayer, that's guaranteed to be fireworks. Hokage versus Fabian is guaranteed to be fireworks. Couch versus J-Rod, how could that match be bad? Bia Mosquito, the Lady Goat versus Elizabeth Clay. Mika Galvao versus EBI champ Alan Sanchez. Marigali's biggest test yet versus Lovato. And then the biggest grudge match maybe in Jiu-Jitsu. Pergisa versus Gordon for the heavyweight title at the end. What do you think about this one, Gordon?
Yeah, I mean, top to bottom. Our first prelim of the night is Diogo Reyes, the Baby Shark, versus Esteban Martinez, right, the Giant Slayer. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're kicking things off right, and then it just escalates from there. There's not a single match on that card that I'm kind of – bored by or annoyed by. Like, every single match is exciting. I think one of the ones we haven't talked enough about is Mergale versus Lovato.
Yeah, right. maybe next Wednesday, because we'll be able to do a show next Wednesday, because okay. It's not until Sunday, so we can dive a little bit deeper into it, make our picks, talk betting lines and stuff next Wednesday. Reed, you got anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Just an incredible card. The Brazil guys on this one, you know, excited to see Mika go out there, excited to see that, you know, Hokage, Baby Shark, you know, it's a big Brazilian contingent on the card. But yeah, like you said, you have the OG American, Rafael Lovato Jr. is such a big step up in competition. I think, you know, Nicholas has looked great on Who's Number One, but he hasn't fought a guy the caliber of Rafael Lovato Jr. Yep. So big step up in competition for Marigali. Love that match. We're gonna learn a lot about both those guys, I think. And then, dude, I like, my skin crawls every, like, I'm so excited every time I think, like, how is Gordon versus Felipe gonna go down? And I just
electric.
And I just love how confident Felipe is. You know, I know we've seen Gordon, yeah, he exudes confidence, he's submitted guy after guy, you know, but then just to see the opposite side where Felipe is like, yeah, he's not scared, he already beat this guy, you know, like, anything could happen on Sunday night, August 7th, man. And I'm gonna be edge of my seat the whole time, so hell yeah, I can't wait.
Connor, anything going on online that we should talk about before we get out of here?
Well, we should definitely call out that you guys can get the Mika seminar tickets. They're now available at the link in our bio on our Instagram. There are people asking for event tickets. I don't even know if we have tickets.
Sold out.
Sold out, dog.
Yeah, you guys are kind of late.
Yeah, this shit sold out like 2 months ago. How are the Felipe Pena fans? How are they liking me in there? I'm sure they love me, Felipe's Gordon's daddy. Nothing mean about me in there today?
No, you have stayed off of their radar, actually, man.
I kept quiet today. Yeah. But all right, love you guys. God bless you. Sunday, August 7th.
Yeah, make sure you tune in on the Sunday. This is a little different than the other ones. Of course, our first kind of Sunday event.
Sunday.
So make sure.
Tezos, who's number one? Gordon Ryan versus Felipe Pena, presented by Fat Tire. Love you. God bless.
It's an hour-long match, Sean.
Yeah. The fact that he's able to create these chaotic scrambles, usually that end up in sweeps, are 50-50 in IBJJF world. And he's also extremely experienced with he's one of the best in the world at in our sport. So, but I thought this is an interesting battle, because some of what his best stuff.
I guess I should say we haven't seen it very much.
Yeah, now right into inside Senkaku, cross heel hook. He's in on this. Philippe doing the right thing, trying to get that knee out now. But
and the walls are in play here, guys. Yeah. So they roll into the walls. They're going to keep going. The referee's not going to stop them.
Yep. So Gordon looking at.
Him in the next position here. The previous match, even after a couple minutes, you could tell that the action really picked up and it was able to end the submission. So you never know when it's coming in a match like this.
Philippe going after arm and guillotine here.
He doesn't have the neck very deep there, but he might be looking to switch to maybe. He's going to come up into. Ryan doing a good job of framing with his forearms there from the north-south, and now he's back in the half guard.
Doesn't look like much, but Gordon can off-balance back that way, so that hand fighting was critical there for Philippe.
Ryan, again, once again on that straight arm, can use it to transfer to a lot of different types of positions,
yep.
Even the back.
Foot on the hip will extend. It's a good position to extend the leg. There it is.
A very nice sweep.
Yep. Very nice Udagatami sweep there.
You don't see Felipe Pena get swept like that very much.
Let me tell you, if you've ever been stuck there with John, which I have, you understand why he just went over. It's a heinous position, and his pupils are all very good at it as well. So, Udagatami style sweep, but again, I'm sure.
Ryan able to free himself, looking to transfer potentially to the mound here.
Oh, they're looking for triangle now. Gordon, but Philippe is good here. Escapes nicely.
And that's what Pena does. He gets out of those spots.
Yeah. So good at being comfortable in uncomfortable positions.
Ryan lacing that leg through, looking to spin underneath here. He's just about there.
Yeah, but Philippe's right leg right now is in decent position, stapled.
Transfers to a leg drag. May look to drop that hook underneath and take the back.
Yeah, this is what Philippe is good, really good, where he's
he
good.
He gets his hips down.
He's getting a little more space here. Philippe walks into the legs nicely to kill those legs off now.
Gordon. Ryan back in, palming the face of Ryan, and he's not really putting fingers in the eye, but it is one of those things that kind of wears on you a little bit over time.
Yeah, for sure. Gordon now in on the leg here. He's got the inside Senkaku.
He's real deep in there.
But now a nice transition by Philippe.
He almost transitioned into like a triangle and then almost into an armbar. He was taking the back and immediately transitioned to that triangle armbar, and he just missed it by a hair. Going to bring you some pressure now. And this is what he's going to have to watch out.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see at some point Gordon stand up and look to switch strategies that way, maybe near the end of the hour if it's still going.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised we haven't seen that so far. There was calls earlier from Tonin for Ryan to do that, and I thought maybe we would see it a little bit earlier. Ryan now pushing on the face of Pena, maybe a little revenge.
Yeah.
There we go. It's another roll by Pena. Almost to the back, tried to come up to the mount.
Yep.
Pena went through with that knee slide. Ryan came up quickly and attacked the guillotine. Here he's got the leg.
Another inside Senkaku position. He's got it, but Philippe right now is in good shape. He's got the knee flying safe again.
Pena looking transferred to the back.
Philippe very good from this position.
Now Pena does have, almost has the back. He keeps resetting that foot. He does, and he's locked the body triangle. This is the most trouble we've seen Ryan have the whole match. Pena's got the arm across the face here. He's got the hand on the head.
That's tight. He's actually got through here tight. That's
he does
tight.
Have a very tight.
That's the tap.
He gets the tap.
Ryan, you got any predictions, Andre?
Man, Felipe Pena looks strong, looks sharp, look fresh, but also Gordon Ryan because he submitted a lot of fights. And a lot of people, they like to guarantee the points first, just in case, because you never know. And sometimes, the fight get boring because when both guys, they don't know how to wrestle, it's kind of like boring, But when they know how to wrestle, for sure, it's 100% like cool.
Yeah, it gets fun. Even the hand fighting gets fun,
Exactly.
The battles before the shots get fun when the two guys really know what they're doing.
But what I think as well is ADCC started in 1998. It's pretty young, I think, because it's every 2 years, right? How many ADCCs we had? This is like which edition,
I got to do the
maybe
math
like number.
It's been a long day. I got to count backwards.
Maybe this is the 12th one.
Yeah, maybe it's the 12th.
They next step their takedown. So it's pretty young, So people still still learning how to fight under this ruleset.
Yeah, and the fact that it's crazy.
It's amazing. I think it really helps him to open his school, have his business and everything. Kind of like take the pressure off his shoulders, And I think he has a good group of students there too that help him.
A lot of redirectional passing attempts by Ryan Pena now grabbing the foot, trying to get underneath.
Nice setup.
Single leg X. Nice. Gordon peeling off the feet to a nice pass there.
Philippe can get tired playing like this.
Philippe did a little foot on the face a la Margarita.
50-50.
But Gordon is really good on heel hooks. So he needs to be aware of that.
Yeah. Now going to the back from 50-50, a little easier with the
he's
gear.
Gonna come on top right now. What do you say?
What do you think? Getting to the back from 50-50, a little more easier with the gi, do you think, or is it?
Opa! Oops.
Oh,
he got it. Oh.
Nice recovery by Pena.
Nice recovery.
Looks like he's got him in the bear trap almost.
Yeah, it does.
The bear trap is a position that Gordon has a lot of success.
We're actually looking at potential matchups, and we really wanted to see Dean against Luis Ponza, two leg lock masters.
That would be crazy.
That would have been insane, but Ponza unfortunately got injured.
Oopa. Felipe going to come on top.
Yep.
I think Felipe, look. It's very slippery. The bear hug's coming in. The brain boulder there. We're on the top.
See, that Felipe is good making this, like, these situations happen, you know, sticking.
Right now, Romulo is telling Felipe to sweep. He's telling, like, you sweep anyone, let's go, you gotta sweep.
Right, sitting back on the foot there.
The thing is, if Gordon attack his foot and Felipe get on top, it's not gonna be points.
Correct, yeah.
Right now, it's not gonna be points.
Right.
If Ipena tried to stand up. Opa. He got the heel hook.
Looking for that.
It's coming. Yep. He got it. He got it. Yeah.
Gordon's got to clear that top leg.
Brian's left foot over against the arm of Gordon. Maybe he just feels that it's not really wrapped on.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a long leg game.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have long legs.
Yeah.
Opa. Opa. Opa, two.
He's got to stabilize for three to get the points.
I don't think it's going to be points.
Yeah, I don't think so because he initiated that footlock. So.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Now this is inside Senkaku position.
He got it.
Gordon very good on this.
Oh, he's really good right there. So Pena has like 2 minutes and a half to survive right there.
Yep. He's got to.
Oh, he's getting out. He's getting out.
Gordon needs to wrap up both legs. She's nearly gone.
But Felipe is going to explode soon to escape. Pena is those guys that let the leg pop but not tap. I think like he's tough, you know. Look, he's gonna. Opa.
Oh, this is similar to the Studio 540.
Exactly.
This is exactly where Pena took
the
back.
Pass. Oh, he's gonna pass.
Ooh. This is exactly it.
Oh,
Pena gets to the back.
Oh, he got it.
Off to the side.
Oh.
Hooks in.
He should cross face right there. He needs to cross face.
Rematch, and exactly the same thing happening. Felipe Pena gets to the back of Gordon Ryan.
Almost telling them, you're the champion, Borja.
Felipe laughing. 5 seconds left. 3, 2, 1. Felipe Pena is your 2017 ADCC Openweight Champion and will face Andre Galvão in the next ADCC.
Nice match there.
Very nice match. Crazy. Crazy match.
I mean, he didn't get the finish. Would have been nice to see, but...